Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hey, Stephanie, you're exactly the person I wanted to talk to.
Hi, how can I help
you
today? I'm good.
Yes,
thank
this
you,
is Corey
Patrick.
With Pitch Black Roofing.
How are you doing today, Corey?
Well, I'm doing fine. I have some questions on my account.
Sure, yes, definitely. Let me get into your account here. And yes, what seems to be your question?
For one, I'm trying to figure out what's up with that Google lead ad. You know, no context or anything. It took weeks to set this ad. And all it is a picture of a shingle with no context. But it took weeks to set that. That's number one. Number two is we've been at this since December. And I was told, you know, 90 days before it really pops, give it 3 months. We've been at this since December. We are at the tail end of March, coming into April. So that would, you know, definitely exceed that 90 days. And I'm at the bottom of page two. So what am I paying for?
All right, let me go ahead and get into the insights on your account. Please allow me a moment here, Corey, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Corey. All right. So we're going to start with your Google Verified campaign. Now, Google Verified campaign, after completing the background check, it actually takes time for Google to process the verification. Although we were already able to have your Google Verified campaign successfully verified and visible, and as a matter of fact, we already started to receive our first lead from Google Verified campaign. It was a lead received on the 20th. And as per Google, that is a valid lead. And then in regards to your Google Business Profile, so Google Business Profile, we have been optimizing it definitely. And looking here, you're already showing, or you're technically showing on the first page of the Google search results for most of your keywords. On top of that, for the Google activity or the activities on your Google Business Profile, It shows that in the past 3 months, your Google Business profile has been viewed 310 times. And there has been website visits for about 29 times on your Google Business profile. And then within those 310 views on your Google Business profile, it shows that 8 people has clicked on the call button or the phone number that is on your Google Business profile to reach out to you. So we have been receiving good data in regards to Google Business Profile and Google Verified campaign, and that would mean that we are definitely going to be getting even more of these numbers as we get along the way. And then another thing that I would like to discuss is that since we are running Facebook ads, now looking here in the past 3 months, your Facebook ad has been viewed 21,112 times already. And of those number of times it was viewed, 308 of those were people that clicked on your Facebook ads. It shows that
this
one
was somebody else working on these Facebook ads. This wasn't Local Splash. This was another company.
I'm sorry, but I believe we have admin access to your Facebook business page, and we're actually running Facebook ads to it.
Right, but I know for a fact that this was another company who created those ads that you're talking about.
Well, we did create the Facebook ad. You can actually log into the client dashboard as well, and you will be able to see the preview of the Facebook ad that we have been running. Also, the data that we got is also through the call to action form, or a call to action that was set up for your Facebook ad, which is through phone call. And looking here from the Facebook ad alone, there has been 19 Facebook account users that has messaged you through the Facebook ad, and one has already attempted to call still through the Facebook
ad. And that's another thing. I can't even get into the Facebook. Like, it's locked out. It says, so does anybody know anything about that? It's locked out. It says it needs two-part verification. So if I try to get in it, it'll ask three things, like, I don't know, an app or a key or a text message. So I put in a phone number for a text message, and it says it's an invalid number. So whatever the safety verification is there for the phone number verification is not mine. And can't nobody explain what's going on with that.
All right, let me go ahead and check here. So for the Facebook business page, from where we're running the Facebook ads from, it shows that you granted us access to this Facebook page.
So why is it requiring a two-part verification to which I can now not get into is my question.
So in regards to two-factor authentication on your Facebook account, it may be something that you may have set up in the past probably, but rest assured as far as your Facebook account itself, we actually don't have access to it at all, only the Facebook business page. Also, in regards to two-factor authentication, it should either be just your email address or phone number. And I sure can walk you through on how you can successfully get into your Facebook account or how you can check on your Facebook if you have your email address or phone number associated to your Facebook account. If you have access to it right now, I can walk you through, Corey.
I don't, but I can give you a call back on that soon so that
sure.
It's either that or I'm going to have to call customer service with Facebook because don't nobody seem to know why this is even an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the time, Corey, and just for Facebook, because Facebook actually makes sure that Facebook account users has privacy as well as the Their profiles are confidential and protected. There are really times that they will require you to log in again or to do these verifications again. It also happens to me as well. Although in my case, I would end up resetting or updating my password since I do forget my password most of the time. As we all do, I believe, since password or logging into Facebook is not something that we do every day. Since we have the application or we're already logged into the application on our phones, right? But this is actually just Facebook's security measures, making sure that it's you logging into your account. Yes, I'm sorry. The line seems to be cutting in and out. Hello, Corey. I apologize, Corey. Hello? The line seems to be cutting in and out. Can you repeat that for me?
I am logging in on the same device I always use.
Right, I definitely understand you on that. And, I mean, even me, it also happens to me wherein I would need to log in again. Sometimes I get kicked out just because Facebook would require me to log in again to Facebook. But yes, whenever you would have access to your Facebook account, I can definitely walk you through on how you will be able to see if your Facebook is associated to your phone or your email. That way you will be able to get the reset code for a password and then be able to get to your Facebook account and Facebook business page. But technically, if your Facebook is already logged in on your phone, then you should just be able to switch profiles from your personal Facebook to the Facebook page, which, of course, still I can walk you through whenever you have access to it.
Right. I'm not even sure you know what exactly I'm saying at the moment, but I can give you a call back when I'm in front of the computer.
All right, sure, yes. And I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that we get to address everything. You mentioned you're not sure if I'm getting your concern right. If you can please repeat that one for me, or what seems to be the main concern.
My main concern of why I called?
Oh, no. As far as why you called, I was able to get that you were checking on in regards to seeing results. Which, as discussed, we already started receiving a Google Verified lead. That was the lead from March the 20th that was received. And then as far as the Google Insights, we are definitely gaining visibility on Google already as we get along the way. I'll have our team proceed with doing re-optimization on your Google listing so that we can continue with having you in the rankings of Google as well.
All right. Well, I'm currently pulling up to a house, so I'll talk with you later.
All right. Yes, for sure. Do you want me to schedule a call back with you? Do you have a preferred date and time?
We can call back in a little bit, an hour or two.
All right, I'll definitely be calling back probably in the next hour or two then.
All right, thank you, man. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later, Corey.